And then there was some talk about filming the second attempt, and somebody actually got out of the car and filmed the second attempt. That's one of the reasons why we know a lot about the incident already. So the four people went down the hill again trying to catch air as they crossed C, and then they hit a parked pickup truck and propelled that pickup truck diagonal across the street down the hill, and both cars ended up there. And then the car, so heavily damaged, it was completely incongruous with that kind of damage, that kind of speed on that kind of street in a quiet neighborhood. I mean, it looked more like a crash that you'd see somebody going the wrong way on I-5, and it's right in one of our neighborhoods. Once again, the reason I'm talking to you about this is this conversation is a conversation that needs to be had community-wide about automobile safety in the future.